Hello guys, this is Jay's English podcast brought to you by Jay. Hi everyone, thanks for listening to my short episode of podcast. Today it's a very beautiful day in Hong Kong just before the Chinese Lunar New Year. Now a lot of people are traveling and there's a very concerning news of coronavirus which broke out in the city of Wuhan, Hubei province in China. Nowadays, a lot of Chinese people are not just moving back to their hometowns from big cities, but they are traveling all over the world. They may have families overseas, so there's a high risk that this coronavirus will spread and eventually become pandemic worldwide. So we gotta be very careful. Yeah, not just, you know, mentally being alert. We have to actually, you know, avoid going out to like a very concentrated area of people. And if you have to, you must wear a mask and also make sure to wash your hands regularly. Yeah. Okay. So today I'm producing this episode of podcast because I was motivated by an online debate about English education. And there was one guy on Twitter saying that a lot of English teachers or self-proclaimed English teachers online are not showing how well they can speak English. And I thought this is so true and very, very good point to make. Yeah, that's why I was motivated to produce this episode today. All right. So let me just talk a little bit from my experience, because I myself was a teacher in the past, both English and Japanese, for quite some time. Okay, when I was teaching English and not some other subjects in the international school, I had the impression that English teachers are very open and welcoming other colleagues to sit in their own classroom to observe their lessons. And also, it was actually a part of our job once in a semester to, you know, observe each other's lessons to give constructive feedback. That's a great opportunity for teachers to improve their teaching skills. Right, yeah, that was working very, very well. And also, when I received teacher training back in my master's degree, that class observation was a huge portion of the faculty development as a teacher, and we were always advised to do so on a regular basis. Okay, and now I'll talk about Japanese language. I mean, this is Japanese commercial language school, the situation, yeah? My impression was that a lot of Japanese teachers were very secretive or private about their teaching, and they are not happy or they're not willing to accept teachers to sit in their classrooms. There are probably a variety of reasons for that, but I think they might, most of them may not be very confident about the way they teach, or they don't want to show to others. I think that's not a very good thing, because as a teacher, you should be always looking into, you know, looking for the room, like, you know, how you can improve better for the sake of the students, right? Yeah. So this difference between the two was very striking to me. One is very open and the other is very close and secretive. Yeah, so when I saw this online discussion on Twitter about, you know, a claim that, you know, English teachers are not self-proclaimed teachers are not showing their English ability online. I wanted to produce a video about this. Yeah. So at the end, I still want to emphasize being able to speak a foreign language well or very fluently, even to the level of a near native speaker, doesn't automatically make you a great language educator. To be a great language educator, it requires rigorous training, just like other professions, right? So I will not go too much into that topic today, and I will forward this to the next episode probably. Alright, thank you for listening to my short episode of podcast for today, and I will get back to you as soon as possible. Okay, bye now.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.